We're just in a test phase right now. We're testing the technology. It is a technology that is used in other municipalities. We still need to get council approval. So we have not installed this technology in anything other than a test right now. It's a long process. There are still more steps that we have to go through. License plate readers are not new in the city of Buffalo. We have them in many of our police vehicles, so we already have that technology right now. The purpose for a potential mounted plate reader would be to prevent crime, would be to aid in police investigations, and in other municipalities, they have been particularly helpful in aiding in police investigations. One of your earlier questions was on shootings over the weekend, which we are deeply concerned. It would make it much more difficult for people who commit this kind of senseless, cowardly crime to easily get away with it.
So how do plate readers prevent crime?
They prevent crime because they are a deterrent, people recognizing that plate readers are in an area. So if they drive into an area using a vehicle in the commission of a crime, we can get information on that vehicle in real time. The other thing that they do is they can aid in police investigations significantly. And in other municipalities that have used them in a mounted, fixed way, they are just another tool in making those communities safer, in deterring crime, and in helping to solve crime.
So if this is going to be a test, is the public going to be notified about the test? If so, is there going to be a public hearing before the testing, that sort of thing?
Well, there are no public hearings. I mean, when we put in the surveillance cameras, which now just about every neighborhood and every business district in the city wants, there was no public hearing. We will certainly have to go to the city council to move this forward. The city council will have a public meeting. The public will be able to come into that meeting, but right now the city has 205 surveillance cameras that are up and operational that the public is incredibly supportive of, and on a weekly basis we're getting more requests for more cameras to be mounted, surveillance cameras. With the license plate reader cameras, we are in an early test phase. We're looking at the technology. We've been studying the technology for some time. We plan on sending an item to the city council, but the only use for this technology, which we already have in a number of our police vehicles, would be as a deterrent to crime and would be to aid law enforcement in apprehending people who commit crime, particularly violent crime, in our community.
Do you have a start date you're shooting for? A start date that you're shooting for?
You know, again, we will be submitting an item to the city council. We have done a lot of review, a lot of investigation. We have looked at the use in other municipalities. We've looked at the effectiveness in other municipalities. We would like to move forward very quickly because there is a tremendous sense of urgency about preventing crime, deterring crime, and solving crime in our community. And we think that this is another tool that can be utilized to make the city even safer, recognizing that we have seen a reduction in crime, but any one crime is one too many, and any one crime is a very hurtful and painful thing.